U.S. greater than woman forced to eat deathly spicy food for not meeting quota and fired from her job after World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact connect with us World of Buzz Woman forced to eat deathly spicy food for not meeting quota and fired from her job after news. Woman forced to eat deathly spicy food for not meeting quota and fired from her job after. Study, masks prevented major coronavirus outbreak at hair salon. These 9 cosmetics products are banned by Mo as they contain poisonous ingredients. Teenage boy dies of the plague in Mongolia. Foreigner without driving license goes into opposite lane and kills lady in Penang. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Meet Izzati Souza, the talented Malaysian artist behind these trending tote bags. Majin Company shares the struggles of the Tumuan Orang Asli community, here's their story. Roti Kanai Sarong Teller, Malaysia's latest food trend and we want it. Dr. Noor Hisham gets praised by American colleague for his methods of handling COVID-19 in Malaysia. Did you know that Sarawak still uses English as its official language? Here's why. People features lifestyle. Dehydration can make you look older than your age. Here's why. Singapore has salmon sashimi noodles and we're jealous. Chocoholics, you can visit these 10 places in Klang Valley to satisfy your sweet tooth. Samyang toothpaste actually exists and you can get it now for just ₱22 on Shopee. Japanese discount store Don Don Donki will be opening their first Majin outlet in Lot 10. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Meme compilation, is this real life or are we all just cake? 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Justin, Grant Imahara, host of Mythbusters, has passed away at 49, from a brain aneurysm. Glee star Naya Rivera's body found in California Lake after 6-day search. Study shows that we will never forget the songs we listened to in our teens. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos, the new norm, how Malaysians enjoy ice cream with friends? Malaysians ride roller coaster 18 times. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup, Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Black lives in Malaysia, what is racism like for you? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. A company in China fired an employee after she was hospitalized due to the punishment they gave her when she failed to meet her quota and told her that she did not conform to their corporate culture. The woman was among 7 employees at a company in Sichuan city of Chengdu who were forced to eat extremely spicy snacks because they failed to meet their quotas. The snack is named Deathly Spicy Sticks, see Xian Letiao according to Shanghaius, with a skull and crossbones featured on the packaging. After eating the snacks, 2 of them were sent to the hospital. The woman said that she was in so much pain that she fainted and had to be carried out of the office. What made it even worse was that she had just started menstruating. At the hospital, doctors diagnosed her with cramps and acute gastroenteritis. After all the pain and suffering the woman had to go through, the company refused to compensate for it and only offered to reimburse her medical expenses. However, when she returned back to work, she was informed that she had been fired from her job. The company said that the woman did not conform to their corporate culture as an explanation to her dismissal. Outrageous as it may seem, this is not the first time a company in China punished their employees by making them eat all kinds of unpleasant food. Just about a year ago, another company in Guizhou province shocked the internet by giving cruel punishments to employees who didn't meet their quota. The employees were forced to eat live mudfish and drink chicken blood after. In another company located in Guangzhou, Jiangxi province, a boss at a wedding photo studio forced his employees to eat bitter gourd and raw eggs because they failed to meet their sales targets. Is this really how you should reprimand your employees for not meeting their quotas? What are some ways you have been punished for not meeting your boss's expectations? Also read, boss punishes employees by forcing them to crawl on road for not meeting sales target. Source, Meow Pi. Source, Meow Pi. Source, Shanghai's. Source, Shanghai's. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article. Advertise. Contact terms of service. Privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.